This podcast is intended for adult audiences only, and listener discretion is advised as we explore mature topics with a sex-positive and open-minded approach. So remember, the opinions expressed are personal and not professional. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Pineapple Express Podcast, your weekly dose of sex-positive vibes and open-minded conversations about swinging, sex work, and non-monogamy. Join us as we delve into the world of modern swingers, exploring relationships, pleasure, and empowerment. Each week, we will tackle controversial, sex-positive topics through the lens of a millennial swinger. Get ready to embrace the steamy and sensational journey ahead and ride along with us on the Pineapple Express. Welcome, welcome, Pineapple Expressers. So today I have Dr. Elliot Justin, and he is the CEO and founder of FirmTech, which is the world's first sex tech company focused on keeping men firm and fit for a better lifetime of lovemaking and pleasure. So basically, he's going to talk more about it, but he created this device that helps with ED. So we all know that ED is a prominent situation within the swinger lifestyle. Me and my partner actually never really knew that it was a thing until our first swinger event, and I was in an 8-woman orgy, and my partner is like trying to get his dick hard, and he's like rubbing it, and I'm like sucking it, and like he can't get his dick hard, and he's like, what the fuck? This has never happened to me before. And at the time he was like 28 or 29. So it's something that's very prevalent within the lifestyle. There's tons of different lifestyle related ED medications on the market, Viagra, Cialis. There's even Trimix, which is like the shot, which a lot of guys use. So with this being said, I thought it would be a great idea to have Dr. Elliot on, because I just felt like, okay, there's got to be more than just these pills, because here's part of the problem with the pills, okay? And of course, if you're used to them, if you and your doctor have talked about them and they still feel safe for you, then that's awesome and wonderful. Obviously, you can get those from Shameless Care, which is one of the podcast sponsors, which I totally advocate for. That, you know, if you and your doctor have talked about it and it's safe. But here's the thing about the swinger lifestyle. There's a lot of drinking and a lot of late nights, dehydration, all of those things, right? We're hot. We're at these resorts. We're out in the hot sun. This FirmTech could be a really good replacement for those pills, especially if you're somebody who like is sensitive to some of the stuff in these medications, or you can't use these medications because of certain, you know, health issues. It's really a good idea to think of alternatives. And I feel like this could be a really great alternative for those who can't use ED medications or would want to try something else. So even as a female in the swinger lifestyle, I feel like ED also affects me in a way where my play partner will sometimes not be able to get hard, and it makes me feel bad about myself. Is there something wrong with me? Did I do something? Is there something more that I can do? So I really feel like talking about ED within the swinger lifestyle is so important, and talking about alternatives. But the one thing that I want all of the guys listening to this and the females listening to this to know is that you're not alone. So there's a study that found that around 52% of men experience some form of ED. This is civilian men, all regular men, right? This isn't just in the lifestyle. And I'm sure if they had a study for ED in the swinger lifestyle, it would be much higher. And usually this increases 5 to 15% between ages of 40 to 70. And there's been a lot of actual new studies that around 18% of US men aged 20 and up suffer from erectile dysfunction, right? So this is all ages of men. It affects men, right? And you're at an increased risk if you're a smoker, if you have any sort of like heart problems. Actually, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Viagra was actually created for heart issues. And then they realized, oh, this is actually an ED medication. This helps with erectile dysfunction. And that's why it became what it became. And now it's like a, I guess you could say, at every swinger party I know of, people are like, I've got Viagra, I've got Cialis, I've got dick pills. Who needs dick pills, right? So like, it's a staple within that community now, and it's helped so much. But ED isn't just about the functions in the body. Now, I know that Dr. Elliott is going to talk a lot about that. But what I can say, it also has a lot to do with anxiety and how we're dealing with stress, right, guys? So this device can really help with that. And I think managing stress is a big part of that, and anxiety. And I think when we're newer in the lifestyle, definitely less confident, that doesn't help either. But guys, just know that you're not alone, and that there isn't just one way of dealing with erectile dysfunction in the swinger lifestyle. And I hope that you guys get something out of this podcast, and I can't wait to see what you guys think. But before we get into the podcast, here is a message from my sponsors. So before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a moment to talk about the incredible support that I receive from all of my sponsors. As you all know, creating this podcast is a passion of mine, but it's also an endeavor that requires a lot of time and effort and resources to keep this show alive so that I can give you guys the content that you deserve on a weekly basis. So thank you to my sponsors so that we're able to focus on, you know, this educational content. And I love that they help cover the costs associated with hosting services, equipment upgrades, and sometimes fueling my coffee addiction to keep my creative juices flowing. I'm kind of kidding there, but not really. But more than just financial support, our sponsors are companies and brands that I truly believe in. They offer products and services that I think that you guys, my very valued listeners, can benefit from. And I would never endorse something that I didn't truly believe in myself. So when you hear me mention our sponsors, know that these shout outs aren't just a formality. They're a testament to the effort that we bring to this show and the ears of this episode and all of my episodes. So by supporting them, and you're supporting us, and you're supporting this podcast in a real way. And this is so that we're able to have these conversations, share stories, and of course, build community. So stay tuned for our sponsor segment right now. And, you know, check out all these unique promo codes, discounts, and offers that they've provided exclusively for you guys. It's a win-win. You get a great deal, and you're also directly contributing to the longevity of my podcast. So as always, thank you guys for listening, and a massive thank you to all of my sponsors. Hey, Upside Down Pineapple people. Join the millions of couples enjoying amazing sex with Promescent. I personally love the variety of products they offer, and their aloe-based lube is the only lube I've ever used that doesn't throw off my pH. Brad loves their delay spray, which is clinically proven to help men last longer in bed. Their products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and free shipping on orders in the U.S. over $10. Their shipping is discreet and private, which is perfect for us in the swinger lifestyle. Make sure that you go to www.promescent.com/Kylie for all your discreet sexual health needs. My link is in the show notes. Promescent helps you live your best upside-down pineapple life. Hey there, Pineapple Expressers. Are you seeking a splash of excitement in your dating life? Well, get ready for triple, quadruple, or even an orgy of fun with 3Fun, the leading dating app for open-minded singles and couples. Are you interested in exploring the swinger or polyamorous relationships? Maybe you're a couple looking to add some variety to the bedroom. Whatever your preference, 3Fun is designed to connect you with like-minded individuals who embrace open relationships in all forms. Dip your toes into the dating pool where judgment is left at the door and freedom of expression is the norm. With 3Fun, you'll discover a community that values consent, respect, and the pursuit of pleasure in all forms. As a millennial swinger, I love how user-friendly 3Fun is, and signing up is easy and discreet. You can customize your profile, set your preferences, and when you're ready to embark on your journey filled with thrills and connections, start sharing with other individuals, all in one simple swipe. Safety is the top priority for 3Fun. With private photo albums and the latest security features, your personal information stays just that, personal. You're in control of your experience at all times. So why wait for excitement to find you? Download 3Fun today. There's a link in my show notes and join the largest community where fantasies come alive. 3Fun, let your curiosity roam free, and who knows, you might just find that trio or that couple of chemistry you've been searching for. Hi, lovelies. Are you tired of searching for that perfect outfit that makes you feel confident, sexy, and comfortable in your own skin? Well, look no further. Voluptuous Vixen is here to revolutionize your wardrobe. Now say that three times fast. At Voluptuous Vixen, they believe that every body deserves representation. With sizes ranging from extra small to 4X, their collections are thoughtfully designed with real bodies in mind. So are you ready to join the revolution of self-love and step into your power? Head over to voluptuous-vixen.com and use the promo code SEXYSWINGERCHICK for an exclusive listener discount. Unleash your inner vixen with Voluptuous Vixen, where every body is a celebration.
If you're like us, you want a naughty lifestyle without risk. You want to have sex with other couples, some of whom you barely know, and walk away scot-free. No STDs or other complications. You want to have your cake and eat it too. We want that for you too. Shameless Care offers lifestyle-specific at-home STD testing and prescription ED medications, and we should be your lifestyle medical provider. Use coupon code CHIC, that's C-H-I-C, at checkout.
Are you exploring the expansive world of relationships and seeking a path that honors your true self? Discover Conscious Love Connections, your compass to navigating non-monogamous and sex-positive intimacy and relationships with confidence and care. At Conscious Love Connections, we cater to all relationship styles, swinging, non-monogamy, polyamory, specifically single men, but everyone is welcome. It's a judgment-free zone because we know that love in all its forms deserves to be celebrated. My coaching isn't just about embracing your sexuality. It's about deepening your intimacy, communication, boundaries, and understanding. Conscious Love Connections is here to empower you in creating relationships that reflect all of your values and desires. Join me for workshops, one-on-one sessions, couple sessions, or even intimate group sessions. And I also offer a monthly peer support group for swingers. Together, we're going to create a safe space for learning and growth where you can flourish in your partnership or with all of your partnerships. Don't wait to begin your journey. Visit my website at consciousloveconnections.com and step into a world where love knows no bounds. Tune into, obviously, this podcast series and learn more about my coaching and my coaching style and help create tools to live your most authentic life. Conscious Love Connections, because love should be as limitless as the stars. Introducing the Sultry Vixen, your one-stop shop for all your sex work and rave wear needs. Whether you're hitting the pole or the festival scene, the Sultry Vixen has got you covered. From dance shoes to box outfits, custom dance outfits, and lingerie to vibrant festival outfits, they've got the perfect gear to make you shine. Stand out with their neon rave accessories and all of their costumes that will take your festival experience to the next level. And they also carry men's and plus sizes. They are a family-owned and operated ravewear slash dancewear shop located in Riverside, California. The quickest way to reach them is directly through their Instagram. Visit thesultryvixen.com today for the hottest trends in dance and rave fashion. Dance more and glow more with the Sultry Vixen. Alrighty, guys. Well, welcome to the Pineapple Express podcast. And today I have Dr. Elliot Justin, and he is the CEO and founder of FirmTech, the world's first tech company focused on keeping men firm and fit for a better lifetime of lovemaking and pleasure. And I was so interested in the concept of firm tech when I read about it because, so I, you know, this is a swingers podcast, swinger lifestyle. We tend to use a lot of ED medication, well, specifically the men. So
Right.
I find this so fascinating. So could you just really start by telling us a bit about yourself and kind of what inspired you to create Firm Tech?
Sure, but I do want to get back to the ED pills because we have unique data about them. And then, excuse me, some published research valid, verifying included. But anyway, my background, I'm an emergency medicine doctor. And I can tell you that as an emergency medicine doctor, there are a few things that concern a man short of a heart attack or a stroke as much as a limp dick. So, I've got into this piece of work because about 3 years ago, a urology professor at the University of Utah challenged me to come up with a way of counting the number of men's nocturnal erections. And I thought, what the fuck for? Why do we care? I mean, everyone knows about morning wood and we poke our partners with it and we laugh about it. And it might be an opportunity to make love in the morning, but why do we care? But a leading indicator in medicine is a very powerful phrase. So high blood pressure is associated with stroke and heart attack. A leading indicator means it's predictive. So I didn't know as 3 years ago, as the most doctors today, as the most people in the world, they don't know that if the number of nocturnal erections in a man goes down, that's a sign of significant cardiovascular disease or medication side effect. Because we do take a lot of pills, men and women today that are cock and clit killers. And I will share with you, jumping ahead, that we have developed, not commercialized, but we have developed a similar device for women. It'll be the
Okay.
first monitor of women's clitoral health. So monitoring, we live, you and I live in this wonderful age of healthcare wearables, smart watches, smart rings, dipsticks for everything from checking your oxygen, how many steps you took yesterday, where are you in your menstrual cycle, et cetera. But there's this big gap, which is sex. And that's what we fill. So when this doctor, and I'll share, he's my chief medical officer. His name is Dr. Hotelling, and he wouldn't mind if I said he's a really straight doctor. And like most straight doctors, he had no shit about cock rings. He'd never used one. I, on the other hand, I'm married to a particularly lascivious wife, and she probably buys me a cock ring once or twice a year, and they suck. They pinch. They're uncomfortable. You can only wear them for like 20, 30 minutes. Men will put up with them because they keep them hard. Well, I think if a guy is fucking, you could probably stab him in the back and he'd probably keep on fucking until he dropped dead. Because the guy with a hard on is not thinking straight. It's
Right.
different. It's a different mindset. So these rings have been made out of hard silicone, a ring usually, like a gasket. And it's like putting a gasket on a pipe or even like a noose around your neck. Basically, you have to have an erection, then you choke off the blood flow. And you hold the erection. And the reason why it can only be used for 20, 30 minutes is if you lose the blood supply, it can be damaging, especially if the men are older or they have diabetes or hypertension. But they're just damn uncomfortable. And there's always this women, I'll draw an analogy for you in a second, female analogy. But there's this cringe moment when you're taking this cock ring off, where you come, you've had your erection, you had your orgasm, then you got to sort of dig it off. This sort of cringe because it pinches. I can't see what your cleavage is like, but let's suppose you put us on this interview. But let's suppose you put on a bra that was four sizes too small. You'd want the fucking thing off right away because it's just damn uncomfortable. And that's the problem with cock rings. They're uncomfortable. So when this doctor challenged me to come up with a way of counting them nocturnal erections, I said, we have to reinvent the cock ring. We have to come up with a cock ring that can be worn overnight. It's got to be comfortable. It can't interfere with the arterial flow into the penis. It can only constrain the venous return. So why don't we? So instead of having just a non-function a ring that just count nocturnal erections, let's make a cock ring that can not only count the number of nocturnal erections that are so important medically, but can do something even more powerful: tell men what's going on while they're fucking. So are rings to be worn during penetrative sex or worn while masturbating? Because what do men care more about? How many erections they had last night, or what's going on when they're trying to have sex? That's a rhetorical question.
Right.
So. With this ring, we accomplished two things. One, we made it an effective, comfortable ring. So this ring, I'll show you here, it's made out of soft elastomer. It twists. It's soft, so it doesn't block the arterial flow in. It only constrains the venous return. The ring also closes with a unique safety feature. which every woman recognizes because you use it every day, which is bra to, with a bra, a hook. So instead, you know, it, I was, you know, I would say probably half the heterosexual sex between couples in the world today starts at night when a woman, when a man is scratching his wife's back as she takes a bra off. I would say five out of seven nights, and I try to make love every day. That's how it starts in my household. I know because I've been married for a long time. I know that's what she wants, and hey, it's kind of sexy to do. And also, it itches because she's had that hard silicone, uncomfortable silicone band against her back. So a bra was on the floor, and I thought, oh, duh, why don't we make a bra is a ring that opens and closes. Women don't put on bras over their head. Why don't we make a cock ring that opens and closes so that's easy on, easy off? Now, just the way I can't see what your build is like, you'll take my word for it. I'm 71 years old, but I'm pretty lean. I can look down. I'm not naked right now, but I can look down and I can see my penis. Most guys my age, many guys a lot younger, you probably know some of these guys, they look down and they see belly. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking down and seeing belly, and you've had two puffs of pot, two shots of bourbon, you're taking an antidepressant, and you couldn't get up the last time, and now you got an erection. Now you got a fumble with this uncomfortable silicone rubber band around your dick. This is a breakthrough. It's easy on, easy off, and it's designed to put a little bit of pressure over the urethra because women, you have vibrators. I mean, women like to, you know, I go to, like you, I go, I'm a speaker at the sex conferences. I spoke especially about sex health technology, and it always makes me laugh, frankly, sometimes out loud, when women want to complain that they don't get enough attention paid to them. Because if you go to a, if you go to a sex toy expo, you're in this forest of dildos, vibrators, female focused toys, and men have shit. They've got this little section of cock rings mm-hmm. that are stupid super rings, and vibrators, they just don't work as well, and nor the strokers. They will never catch on like vibrators. I mean, you're young. Vibrators in my lifetime, my mother's vibrator was in the bottom dresser drawer of a supply closet. She thought we'd never find it, but we did, of course. We didn't know what it was. She said it was a back massage or something.
It looked, yeah, a Hitachi type, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and even, this is even earlier. It was like a big, you know, like a gun kind of thing. Then, you know, I don't know. My wife probably, like you, my wife owns, I don't know how many. She, you know, and she, and like most women who are really into sex and they're smart about it, she wants a different sensation at a different time mm-hmm. during sex. You know, it's not like she's like her first vibration by a boy, she's 25. Hey, just going to buzz and get off because I want to have an orgasm. Now it's experience, and I enjoy it as well too. I've learned how to work with her. Hey, you want to rumble here? You want to buzz here? Now we want nothing. You know, it's the sex toys for women are a lot of fun once people open their minds to them. And there's no more shame about it. I mean, they've been mainstream. Like, you know, back in the 70s or 80s, before you were born, when I dated women, they were embarrassed about a vibrator. And now it's just normal. I mean, my daughter takes them on dates. So we need to do the same thing for cock rings for men. Mm-hmm. And we get that in a moment. So but let's talk about if you don't mind my going on. About the
tech. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, you know, tell me more about this firm tech and how it's just, yeah, because it seems so, very, like, I feel like my husband would really like this.
The tech ring, basically, worn overnight counts number. Well, let me show it to you first. There's a pressure sensor there, mm-hmm. and inside the hook, there's a strain gauge. So as the penis expands in size, it pushes against the pressure sensor and pulls on the hook, and allows us to measure two things. One is how hard a man gets, and the other is how long he stays hard. Mm-hmm. So from a medical perspective, we can now count the number of nocturnal erections. And if they go down, it's a problem. And we've had men, we sold 11,000 products so far. And we've had men who have gotten life-changing, potentially life-saving information. I'll give you two extreme examples. Probably the youngest guy that I'm aware of who has the rings, 26 years old. His wife is a few years older. This goes back about a little bit over a year. And they had just moved and just gotten married and under stress, and he's got a new job and she's got a new job, and they're trying to get pregnant, and he's having trouble getting it up. And they're attributing his difficulty getting it up to all this other, you know, all the stresses in their life. Mm-hmm. She thought, she heard about the ring from a doctor friend of us. Well, maybe it's something else is going on. So she got him the ring. He's like, I male 26-year-old guy. He's really built too. I don't need a damn ring. You know, she persuaded him to use the ring, and he was only having 2 week nocturnal erections. And his erections, when he got erect, weren't that hard. And he had to confess to her that in addition to taking testosterone for his bodybuilding, he was taking anabolic steroids. He was killing his virility. He looked great. He was killing his virility. So she, making me a little jealous there. he got off the medications. They now have a baby, like 2 or 3 month old baby. And he now has 4 nocturnal erections per night because men should have 3 to 5. And his erections are we have a 1 to 10 scale. His erections are, you know, a rock hard. At the other extreme, the oldest guy I knew who bought the device is 82 years old. He's married to a woman, and I forget, she's in early 60s. And they had enjoyed fairly regular 2 or 3 time a week sex for a while, and they were happy. And then about 15, 18 months ago, his erections started to fail. So he was having three weak nocturnals, could not sustain erection without using our ring. Our ring got him full health and get fully hard, but could not really sustain erection. He was on 5 medications that were cock killers. Mm-hmm. Now, we tell everyone who and beta blockers, hypertension, he's on 2 antihypertensives, an SSRI antidepressant, a flow medication for his prostate, and a sleeping pill. And I told him he was just being over-medicated. And that, because we tell everyone that they should not make any change to the medication, not talking to their doctors. But I know almost everyone does it anyway.
Right.
People don't trust their doctors anymore for good reason. And I'm one of them. They don't trust the doctors for good reason. So I suggested him that he probably only needed 2 of the medications that he was taking. And she and she both contacted, emailed me like 6 weeks later saying they were now having sex 3 to 4 times a week. They loved the ring for pleasure, but they didn't need the ring, to get hard. And they were happy. She was happy. And that's the value of the data. I'll show you what it looks like. We're in the Google and Apple Play stores.
Yeah, because it has like an app with it, right?
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth enabled app. So when the ring is on your body, not your body, a man's body, when the ring is on the body, the Bluetooth is off. Because there are people concerned about the radiation from the Bluetooth, not without reason. So we're in the Google and Apple store. There's our logo. I'll show you what it looks like. Just one sec. So there, I'm not sharing anyone else's data. This is my data. It gives me an erectile fitness score that's based upon my average hardness. Anything above 6 is good. My average number of nocturnal erections, how long I last, both at night and while I'm having sex. I'll show you what recording looks like. Here's good news for a 71-year-old man. I don't know if you can see that. So the big erection over here, it's upside down. I'm upside down. That's why it looks weird. the big erection that's over here, that's my wife and I having sex. And we call that the love notch because that's usually, women in committed relationships, they usually come first. So that's her coming first. Then we kind of relax a little bit. Then I come. And then I'm having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 nocturnal erections. For a 71-year-old man, this is more interesting to me than an electrocardiogram. It basically says I'm a good cardiovascular and good sexual health. So that's the value of the data. And the incidence of erectile dysfunction at age 50 is 50. At age 30, it's about 28%. It's a lot of guys out there with problems.
Yeah.
And a lot of the problems, the problems can range from anxiety, distraction, medications. I mean, as you get older, hypertension, diabetes, atherosclerosis, become more problematic. But I would say I've now spoken, because of this business, I've spoken to so many men about sex. And I've, one of the mistakes the urologists make is they, when they do research, they group together 2 groups of men. And these men really have different problems. There are men who can't attain an erection with anyone. Mm-hmm. And then not even themselves. And then there are men who can't sustain an erection. It's the sustaining erection that's, I would say most men probably in your swinger community, that's their issue. It's not this.
Yeah.
It's this. Because if a guy can attain erection solo, he can attain erection with a partner. He just hasn't found the right person yet. And I think women probably more sensitive to this issue because they're more than men are actually. Because men have some of this notion that they should be able to get up with anyone, and they can't, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of the issues for sure. Like, one of the things that I found is that when men can't get hard in the swinger community, and it's happened to me so often, I feel like it's something that I did. I'm like, am I ugly? Am I not good enough? Is there something wrong with me? And then once we were in the lifestyle for a lot longer, I realized that this is something throughout the community that is a huge thing. If they're not taking ED pills, which, you know, the other thing about that is if they're taking ED medication, what else are they doing with that medication? Are there drugs involved? Is there alcohol involved? Is this safe? You know, and it specifically within the swinger community. So Do you think that FirmTech could be like a safe solution to that instead of medication?
I know it is. I'll talk about my personal experience in prescribing. So the ED drugs, we call them PDE5s, but Viagra and Cialis, Sildenafil and Tadalafil probably being the big ones. Mm-hmm. You know, they came out in the 90s and every guy wanted them because I've got guys who I prescribe them to who tell me, you know, I just like to know that I have it. It's on the night table and that gives them confidence, or it's in the wallet that gives them confidence. So mm-hmm. I think a good deal, and if you look at the research that was done then, and the pharma companies, of course, don't want to repeat this research, the placebo effect, placebo is almost as good for most men as the pills. And of course, guys being guys, or frankly, people being people, people will take too much. And if you take too much, you can actually kill your erection. So, you know, if a man only needs 5 milligrams of, for example, Tadalafil support, and he takes 40, it ain't going to work out. But also, guys, what men don't get, although what they should, is that as they get older, you become less responsive. I'm going to put it this way. If you and I were to be in a relationship and I was 15 years old, I get an erection just holding my hand, looking at you. Whereas, heck, at age 71, I got to get to know you. There's a trust. The trust is important. And as much as we men and women would like to think, especially in the swinging community, I don't need trust. It's just about sex and blah, blah, blah. Well, most people, that's not true. They still need it. They need to talk a little bit. There needs to be a sense of empathy and connection between people. So at my, I probably prescribe, I'm not a urologist, but I probably prescribe Tadalafil mainly to about 20 to 25 men every year, maybe 30. Most of these guys are men in their 50s and 60s who are divorced, and they're starting to date someone, usually 10, 15 years younger. And I laugh. I tell them, once you're with this person two or three times, you're not going to need the medicine. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is performance anxiety, which is really common. And women can get by, you know, can conceal that easier than mm-hmm. you know, can. I mean, I know quite a few people in the swinging community, and the women often don't get off the first time. It's they might get turned on. That's something different. So common for these men in talking to them, and I've experienced this too, is I'll get an erection, and then 1 second I'm getting a long distance thing from my son. I'm turning him off. I get an erection, then maybe I've had too much to drink. I'm just going to turn my phone. Bear with me for 1 second. I apologize. And that's because it's and maybe there are other things going on that are distracting, or you brought someone with you to there, and you're wondering what's going on with them. I know it can be the more people in my experience. Maybe not yours. The more people, the busier it is, the sometimes the harder it is to stay focused, you know, to be focused and calm and not anxious. So the great thing about a ring, so we have another ring. We call this the maximum performance ring. So when I invented the tech ring, my thought was, well, how can I make a ring that's just really for sex? I mean, the tech ring can be used for sex. You put this through a loop, it goes through a loop, and you can pull on it and make it tighter. So you can choke off your penis if you want. You can make it really tight. But people don't like fidgeting with things during sex, just the way women really don't want to reach down and hit the wrong speed button or the wrong pulse button with a vibrator. Guys don't want to have to think, I got to tighten this a little. They just want to put on a solution. So that was the maximum performance ring. My thought was, I don't think vibrators work well for men, especially the strokers, because they look like something you could beat someone to death with. I mean, a mouth, a hand, these have a brain attached to them. And so you just can't compete, to my mind, with those things with a stroke. It just doesn't work. Unless you're really uptight about touching yourself. I don't think that's the case, you know, for most men. So
probably not.
Why not? Yeah. So my thought was, the way to have better orgasm is to put the right amount of pressure over the urethra. By doing that, we can draw out the ejaculation, not choke it off. That can be uncomfortable. And some women have read that's kind of a cool thing to do, but it's actually
called sounding. I've seen it in person. Don't recommend, because it was strange to me. I'm not kink shaming, but it was odd to see what, you know, where they put, this is where they put the,
oh, I know.
I tried it once.
I did, like, get that fucking thing out of me. It's not about, you know, it's not about kink shaming. I don't, hey, the people get off on all sorts of things I don't get off on. You know, I have friends who think that I'm really kinky, and now that I got people think that I'm kind of very few think that I'm vanilla. But, you know, hey, if you know, and sometimes at parties, you'll see things going on that
is not for you.
Not for me, exactly. I don't think it's shameful. I don't even think it's humiliating. I just think that's them, and they're getting off on doing it in public. Okay, that's whatever.
Not for me.
But I don't think, even though the tip of the urethra, it does have some erectile tissue in it. It's one thing to get vibrated the tip of the urethra in a man. It's another thing to have something jammed into it. And by the way, when we put Foley catheters into people in the emergency room, we give them Novocaine first, because most people will scream. So this is not something that most people are gonna get off on. Anyway, the pressure on the urethra, if you put a sound in, you're actually blocking the urethra off, because sperm can't come out. And the urethra will go into spasm around that sound. So you get retroejaculation. It's only dangerous if that's the only way that happens all the time, because it can lead to infection. But I'm talking about putting pressure, is it dildo? Over here, underneath, right on, you know, like right, you know, right, right there. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was experimented with five different degrees of elastomer, five different degrees of sponginess and elasticity, in order to increase the ejaculatory phase in six men aged 27 to 70, I was the oldest one, by 50%. Because if you draw it out more than that, it gets to be uncomfortable. Less than that, it's not effective. We just picked 50%, and that's the max PR. So my ejaculation with this goes from 4 seconds to 7 seconds. And that's a more powerful orgasm. Like, mm-hmm. like most guys, especially guys in the your community, I think I'm a connoisseur of my orgasm. Heck, I've been having jerking off since I was 11 years old. So at age 70, to have something come along that, oh, that's a lot better. I mean, my wife says she's glad the kids are out of the house, because I'm vocal for the first time. And that turns her on as well, too. I'll actually chew on the pillow sometimes because the orgasms are so intense. And that's with the max PR. So we came out with this product back in October. We sold over 2,000 of them. It is our most popular product. It's less expensive than the technology, and it'll keep you hard. So I will personally say I've had the experience being at parties where I'm hard for 2 hours comfortably. I still want to come, but I'm hard for 2 hours. And that's to edge with it, to participate and play, and then to overcome distraction. I'll tell you an anecdote. The first time I came up with this form would be, oh God, it was over a year ago. I live in Montana, a year ago, February. And, you know, it's cold and snowy here. My wife and I were having sex. And suddenly, this is something that men, I'm about to tell you something that the most common male complaint in a committed relationship about women.
Ooh, yeah. Let's hear it. This is good. Okay.
So how is it that in the middle of really passionate sex and they're into it, women will suddenly start talking about something else? Fight they have with their mother, something's going on with the kids, something that happened at work, some emotional thing with a friend of theirs. And I've been married. You're guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. There are very few women who won't fess up.
Or I'll make jokes. I make like really weird off-color jokes. I don't know.
Well, if you're with someone, I'll put it this way. I've been married 35, 34 years. married a long time. That would be, and I'm a guy, I can be short tempered. A what the fuck moment. I can't fucking hold that thought to yourself. I wouldn't say it to someone who was new, but I say it to my wife. You can't fucking hold that thought. If they thought, I mean, really, wait a second. You seriously want to tell me about something that went on with your mother? I mean, I have to visualize your 95-year-old mother right now. It's like, this is a, so I had the prototype on for this ring. She tells me, I think I left the garage door open. It was snowing. I said, oh, you know, so of course being the guy, I've got to get up out of bed and take care of it. She's not going to jump out of bed. Tell me, which would be nice. Actually, I should suggest that. Hey, you go get it. I'll keep stroking. She said, I've got to get out of bed. Go downstairs. Not only was the garage door open, but her car door was open. I'm coming back upstairs. And she says, oh, Elliot, you know that tequila that I like? Can you put some on the rocks for me with a little bit of lime? Ordinarily, that would have been another what the fuck moment. You get the tequila. We're done. And instead, I have a hard on. I'm thinking like a guy with a hard on rather than someone who's irritated. I bring the tequila upstairs. I'm now like 3/4, and she laughs and says, well, the tequila was just a test. Because she was trying to make the point that if the ring keeps you hard, the male mindset is closer. And we got back to making love, which wouldn't have happened without the ring. Another example. I have a gay friend who's a bottom, and he was complaining to me that he'd like to be able to stay hard while he's being topped, but he loses his erection, and so it'd be a turnaround for him and for his partners if he did. And I said, well, you should try this ring. And then he emailed me saying I was the life of the party, and he bought 3 more of them. Because it's obviously it's more of a turn on if he's not just being a bot, if he's being a turned on bottom, whatever his fantasies are, you know,
right,
at that time. So those are two examples of the power of the ring. And as far as the rings versus pills,
I was just going to ask about what's, and like I said, so many men, like I'm telling you, every guy I know takes ED medication before every party. It's like, and they even go as far, have you heard of Trimix before, the shot?
Yeah, that works.
It does. It always, I mean, usually works unless you use too much of it. And then
if you use too much of it, it's dangerous. If you use too much of it, it's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, we know a guy who has a robot dick because he used too much of it. So then he had to get a robot dick, which is really cool at a sex party, by the way, but not really.
It makes it the talk of the party. But if you have an implant or robot dick, you don't have a lot of pleasure. I mean, you can have pleasure from pleasing others, but you don't have any personal pleasure of any significance. So, then it's an injection too. Who really wants to stick a needle in their dick? It's hard enough sticking a needle anywhere else in your body.
And there's blood, and it's I've seen
it bleeds
some
a lot, especially if people are partially erect and they start to get more blood flow into their penis, it can be hard to control the bleeding. I've seen that in the emergency department. It's so pills. They're safe. I'm not going to stay here and say they're dangerous. They're safe if you take them in the amount that you need. And one of the good things about the tech ring is that you can actually check out your dosage. So, for example, I know for myself, there's no difference between 5 milligrams and 20 milligrams of Dalafil. So why take more of it? It makes no sense. Doesn't have any impact. But the pills put more blood in the penis, but they don't keep it there. But most men's problem is not keeping blood in the penis, not getting it up. It's keeping it up. So we studied the time it takes for an erection to go down after climax. Because the more blood you hold in the penis, the longer it will take for the erection to go down. And also, if it takes longer for the erection to go down, if a guy has premature ejaculation or he wants to keep thrusting, or it's just more romantic. Because, you know, the male mindset is come and done. Hey, I've had an orgasm. Who texted me while we're fucking? I had an orgasm. Let's go have a drink. I had an orgasm. Well, what are we gonna do next? If you can draw that out, it's a change. And this is, if my wife were here, I'd call her over. This has had a major impact in our lovemaking and made our lovemaking so much better because I'll use an old fashioned word. It's more romantic. So, you know, I'm 71, and she does. You know, my wife. We usually make love about 45 minutes. She doesn't want me to go for another round. She's not just, you know, she's done too, but she's not done romantically. So if we're both in the glow of a good sexual experience, both had an orgasm, you know, maybe she's had two, but if I still have an erection for, let me go back to the numbers. So without anything, the average penis goes down 25 to 35 seconds, loses an erection. With tadalafil, 10 milligrams in our study of 21 men, the erection goes down 2 minutes and 20 seconds on average. That's better. With the ring, this ring specifically, maximum performance ring, the other ring, it's over 4 minutes. And with both together, it's over 5 minutes. So the takeaway is the ring is better than pills. Put a fucking ring on it. Men need to overcome their inhibition about thinking about rings as some sort of, they're for gay guys. So they're just for people who are fetishes. Rings should be comfortable. We designed our ring to be comfortable. Our ring can be put on when a man is flaccid, which is another advantage because it's a confidence builder. You don't have to get an erection. You know, you just put it on. You put it on before a party. You put it on before you go to bed. I mean, you know, my wife will put it on me before I cook dinner because it's just kind of a sex game basically. But
it can be fun and sexy. Yeah.
It's saying, hey, we're going to make love later on, and you know, I get an erection, and then I lose it while I'm cooking dinner. But but if I'm hard for 4 or 5 minutes after I've climaxed, I'm still horizontal with her. It's romantic. We're talking. We're cuddling, and we didn't do that before. So that's been really great for both of us. It's really bonding. And we've had customers, basically report the same thing, especially older people, about how great it is that the younger people, you know, that to still be somewhat coming down together, so to speak, for a longer period of time. I've got younger people who love the maximum performance ring because it helps them to come again a second time. And even I, at my advanced age, have actually a few times, had another orgasm in another 30 to 45 minutes. So put a ring on it. And you know,
put a ring on it, right?
Yeah, take the pills if you want. But the pills, I think, for most men are more for confidence.
I really think so too. I think it's specifically in the swinger lifestyle because they just already have this preconceived notion because they haven't been able to get hard in the past or it's happened in the past. When we started swinging, we actually didn't know that that was a common thing that happened. And our first swinging experience, my husband couldn't get hard and he was like,
mortified.
He's like, I've never experienced this before. We're 28 years, or he's 28 years old at the time. And he's like, you know, just mortified. Exactly. Like horrified. Just like, I can't believe this is happening. What's wrong with me? And so a nice gentleman that was there was like, hey dude, this is like really common. But I do want to ask, you know, like many couples in the swinger lifestyle, they don't just place, you know, value on actually getting an erection, but it's a lot of it is about satisfaction and pleasuring your partner. So how do you think that FirmCheck can help ensure partners both have an enjoyable experience?
Well, I'll talk about my personal experience. I could cite what customers tell me because we've gotten a lot of positive emails back from women as well as from men. It's a confidence. It builds confidence. If a man knows that once he gets an erection, he's not going to lose it. If a man knows that he's going to be able to sustain an erection with minimal stimulation, the pressure's off. Mm-hmm. So here's another huge change in my life. And this, I could show you emails from customers reporting the same thing. We make love longer now than we did 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago. And because before there was this, because women get old too. And so so once they get aroused, just with a man as they get older, it's sort of, okay, I'm turned on now. Let's get the vibrator out. Let's get into this one position that works for me. Let's do it. But both, you know, let's get off, as opposed to, well, we don't need to do that anymore. We can make love in multiple positions. We can actually go leave this room and go into another room. We can do something else in the, you know. So our lovemaking is longer and therefore ultimately more satisfying, more bonding between the two of us. And there are certain positions that work again. So this is, you're too young. Maybe not too young, but I'll pick on my wife again because she's not here. you know, she's had three children, and she's older. If she wants to me to have sex with her in the missionary position, which she likes romantically.
I like the missionary position too.
Before I had the ring, for many years, especially after that, our second child, I would like, I get annoyed because I say, you know, I'm not into this. I don't get friction in this position. And I'm going to lose my erection after a few minutes. Or I'm just going to have to fuck you really, really hard, really fast in order to get the friction that I want. And you don't like that. That's not what you want that at the end. You don't want that, you know, in the buildup, because then I'm just focused on my pleasure and you're not going to get, you know, so we stopped making love in that position. And the same thing with, you know, with making love from behind. It just wasn't giving me enough friction after, you know, so we would still do these things, but we just wouldn't do them as often. Now with the ring, I might not want to get off in that position, but she digs it and I'm still hard. Now I'm the guy with the erection. I'm not worried about losing my erection, having slow sex in the missionary position early on when making love, because when we switch something else, I'm going to be hard. She likes it because she knows I'm into it. Mm-hmm. And she also likes the fact that my orgasms are more intense. So I think that the rings that are really, really valuable. Now the data, I'm in good health. So the data is less valuable to us, but we have customers for whom to find out what's going on with their partner, that's really profoundly valuable. So you talked before about how you wondered at a party, is it me? How come these guys aren't getting off of me? Well, if a guy is having nocturnal erections and can't get it up with their partner, male or female, there's something going on in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Or the scene that is just turning them off. And that's something that they can address now they understand it. And sometimes it could lead to divorce. But at the other extreme, if a guy has weak nocturnals or none, some male or female partner is getting wrist fatigue or jaw fatigue for nothing because it ain't happening. And that person has a medical problem. That person needs to see a urologist and a cardiologist, you know, and get a workup. Mm-hmm. So the data is really valuable for people who people to help, you know, to really try to sort out what the problem is. The ring is more, let's put it this way. The tech ring is more strategic. The cock ring, the maximum performance ring, is more tactical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it can be helpful in this, specifically in swinger situations, for the confidence boosting, because I think that that's like the number one reason why people don't get hard-ons. My husband's not, he doesn't struggle with not getting a hard-on since he found the medication, which I feel like is more in his head. It's happened to him, but it's a lot more times than not, it'll be like the same, you know, partners for us. And it's like each time they're not able to get hard. So it's like an issue within them, you know. I think it's a lot of stimuli. Like if people are watching, it's harder.
Who's watching? What are they doing? What are they saying?
Yeah. I think too, it's like if you're doing separate room play, I've heard people not being able to get erections if their wife isn't there because they're nervous. And this is a new, you know, these people have been married for 20 years and then they start going off and doing like separate room play and they're like, this is weird. My wife isn't here. So I think it's more in their head than it is in their body. But sometimes they don't know if it's in their body. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, there's another aspect to as well, too, for the swinger community, which is gamification of sex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, in terms of our customers, I only know gay people have done it so far, but be like, well, we're having a party weekend. Who spent the most time hard? Or, you know, or who had the most orgasms? So you can actually, you know, you can quantify it, you know, that way. And I expect there'll be more use of it.
Yeah.
I see people putting on the dating sites. I mean,
really?
Why would you want to date someone who's not a 10? You know, or
right?
not in our situation. Heck, if I were going to be involved with someone regularly, and this would be true when we have a clitoral monitor comes out, and I were younger, and I want to get involved with someone, I want to know someone, because women have nocturnal erections as well. Well, what's going on? Are they? I think we'll be on people's dating sites. I think people lie about it too, but I think we'll be on people's dating sites.
That would be an interesting, yeah, that would be really interesting to see. Like, you know, this is how long my erection lasts, or, you know, kind of like a way to show women that they can provide pleasure. So
Especially as men get older.
yeah.
I mean, the guy might be really, really, really rich, but he's 75 years old. Can he get it up? You know, it's I don't to make an extreme example, or vice versa. You know, I mean, the guy, just he's 35 years old and he's really buff, but does his penis work? But is really show me.
Right, exactly. The ones in my experience who are really buff are the ones who tend to not have great erections, but that's probably because they're on other medications or
Yeah.
other sort of enhancements. It's usually like the 35-year-olds with dad bods that are like in good health, but just not super buff that tend to like stay hard, like my husband. So I do want to ask you, like, what advice would you offer individuals or couples who are hesitant to try this ED wearable due to like the stigma or preconceived notions about sexual AIDS?
Well, it makes me laugh because people use AIDS for everything in their lives. I just I'm in my kitchen's over there. Hey, am I cooking on stone with wood
No.
and a burning fire? I mean, I'm wearing eyeglasses. You're wearing it makeup and jewelry, whatever. I mean, you're wearing this. I mean, people using AIDS for everything. In some world that you don't want to use an AID in sex. And as you know, I discussed earlier, there was a time when using a vibrator was stigmatized among, for women, and now it's not. I think it's foolish. I don't see the things as aids. They're enhancers. So to say it's an aid, why describe it negatively? I mean, back in my the early days of my medical career, and for most of my life before my mid-30s, the women who didn't function sexually well were described very negatively. They were frigid. They're hysteric. I mean, fridges. I've heard this word used in ages and ages and ages that describe the weather. But men can be described in negative terms: limp dick, impotent. And men need to stop. And do men need AIDS? Yeah, but I think of this enhancer. So why, beyond rock hard, this cock ring hard. There's no amount of oral, manual, anal, vaginal stimulation that's going to get a man harder than a cock ring because it holds more blood in the penis. The more blood you hold in the penis, the more pleasurable your orgasm will be, the longer you will last, the more you'll satisfy your partner. Get the fuck over it. We have a joke that we use at meetings, medical meetings, which is, how do you tell the difference between a straight doctor and a gay doctor? You ask one question: do you use a cock ring? Straight doctor: it's like Superman and Kryptonite. Oh, I don't need that. I don't need that. Gay doctor: last night it was uncomfortable. You got a better one? So, men need to open their minds. Men need to put a ring on it. And if you want to have the ultimate experience, put a ring on it and take a pill.
Right.
But the
And
rings come first.
I think like for men specifically in the swinger lifestyle, you know, women, we have body image issues, we have whatever issues that normal issues that women have. But on top of that, men deal with those issues and they deal with the stigma of not their cock's not getting hard. So, and they don't really have a lot of communities to talk about this in, and it's such a common thing. And I really think that this can help men in the swinger community, you know, almost like find community with each other. Like you were saying, you know, be at a party and show each other the app and be like, oh, look, you know, this is my sexual health, you know, and it can be a great way to, you know, enhance that community building as well.
Yeah. It's also, I think if change is going to come about for men, it's that it's women have to take the lead. Women are
Okay.
more straight men. And now I'm not even
Yeah.
talking about men in your community. Straight men are going to use cock rings when women ask them to use cock rings. And because it's a better experience for both of them. And it just, one thing is, it's so satisfying in terms of what we're doing. Is that two or three times a week, I get an email or a text from someone saying they're having better sex than ever. I mean, they never thought it would happen. And it's because they put a ring on it. The data is helpful too. The data, again, there are two categories here. There are couples and men who really be helped by the data and help them to sort out what their problems are. Because using the data, men can measure the impact of diseases, diet, medication, supplements upon their sexual health. And if it's my hope that when people have access to data, you know, the cliche goes, if you track it, you can hack it. People, look, I'm not overweight. My wife has a digital scale. I step on it every day. I don't need to look at it every day, but I do because it's there. The data is some sort of feedback from me. I want to see my data. And same thing with smartwatches and smart rings. People are into their data. I hope is that when people start getting sex data, they'll have sex more and they'll be happier for it. And they'll have better relationships, you know, for it. And they'll have better health.
And I think too, one of the good things is once you have the data, right, and you figure out, okay, this is not a health problem, this is an intimacy problem, this is a relationship problem, then you have ways of fixing that as opposed to thinking it's a health problem or vice versa, you know, and then that's the time where you can say, okay, we can get a relationship and intimacy coach or a sex therapist or somebody to help us through this mental block that's going on. But it gives you that data so that you know where you stand at least.
Yeah, the problem that the ring doesn't address, which is that, and this is, people really find it hard to communicate what they need, what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. I'll go back to the guys that whom I prescribed to Dalifil too. I tell them, you're dating someone younger, and if you might even want to discuss beforehand that maybe the first couple of times you get to bed together, it's going to be hard for you to get it up. That way, it kind of relieves the pressure. You know, you just anticipate it and talk it out and let the person know that you're not going to get hard right away. You're not going to be fucking hard from the, maybe it takes 10, 15 minutes to get into it. It's not bad. It's not wrong. You know, it's normal. And I think that, you know, men who have problems underestimate the sympathy of the women. They think the women are going to be cruel to them.
Right. And we have that in the swinger lifestyle. When a guy can't get hard, they feel this sense. And like me and my husband have seen it firsthand where my husband will be hard and he'll be with the wife and the husband can't get hard with me. And I'm like, pleasure comes from different places than just sex. Like we can do other things. And these guys are just so mentally, they almost feel defeated when this happens. And then they see their wife and their wife is getting fucked really hard by my husband, which I enjoy watching, right? But sure, maybe he's a little different and he wants to play. So it's this really hard like dance, I guess. And I just feel like men need to feel like there's less stigma with not getting erect. You know, like they need to feel like that's normal and it's okay. And no one's going to make fun of you. No one's going to be mean to you. Just recognize that pleasure comes from more than just your cock.
Well, it's hard for men to understand. And that's where the ring is valuable because once you get an erection, you're probably not going to, it's going to take a lot less stimulation just, you know, to stay hard.
Yeah. And it's going to be easier in those situations. You know, well, and it's going to be less. Yeah. You're going to feel less anxiety. You're going to have more confidence.
Yeah. I think people need to communicate in a way that builds trust, as opposed to communicating in a way that, that doesn't. And, you know, I've been like you, I've been in situations where I've experienced what you're saying. I was disappointed with myself, but that was really more because of the reaction of people to the fact that I couldn't, you know, that I lost my erection. I don't need with a ring, the problem seems it's gone away.
It goes away, right? And you don't have to, you know, use. Now, my question about getting the ring is like, are you under a doctor's care? Is it similar the medication?
No, you can, you know, you can, we're only sold online at myfirmtech.com. And people also can, if they have questions, they can communicate with directly. Just reach out to me at Elliot@myfirmtech.com.
Okay. So it's also different from ED medications in that aspect where,
just the way you don't need a prescription to get a blood pressure machine or to get a pulse oximeter or to get a digital scale. It's a wearable. It's not inside your body and you don't need a prescription. Sometimes people will take the data to the doctors because that can be valuable.
And one of the things that happens with my husband after he takes ED medication, he's blocked up the next day. Like all of, you know, all his nose is blocked up.
What's he taking? What dose?
So he takes Viagra and it's 50 milligrams. But even when he takes like the over-the-counter ones that he gets, like the natural ones, he's blocked up. He's dehydrated, so he needs to drink more water. It's sometimes like he used to get where he would get like lightheaded. So I feel like, because I don't know if he was on the right dose or friends were giving it to him or whatever, you know, this eliminates all of that.
That's right. There are no side effects whatsoever.
No side effects, right?
Mean,
And
some men with the tech ring will find they'll wake up around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and feels uncomfortable to them occasionally. My point to them is you'll get after 2 or 3 times you get used to it. I mean, you know, I sleep naked. I take off my wedding band at night and my watch. You know, my wife, like so many women, sleeps in a negligee and often sleeps in her panties. She's used to having something on her body. Most guys aren't, you know, are not. And but my so it might take 2 or 3 times to get used to it. But it's not gonna, you know, we've had no people get hurt, you know, by the ring. It's safe.
okay. Yeah. So I feel like that's also a really, that's a valuable thing is that there's no side effects. Again, you don't have to worry about drinking with it, right? Like you don't have
Right.
to worry about if you are
Because it's
somebody.
safe. The problem, if you fall asleep with the ring on and it gets, and you wake up as uncomfortable, it just pops off with a hook. It's not like it's going to get embedded in your skin. I mean, I you know, some of the fetish rings that I've removed when I was an emergency department doctor, the leather rings, the wood rings, the metal rings, those things can be dangerous. And talk about, talk about embarrassing. It's one thing to be at a party and lose an erection. It's another thing to end up in the emergency room with some piece of metal contraption around your dick, and you have to called into the maintenance department to get a buzz saw in order to get it off.
Oh God, I can't even imagine. But yeah, because of the hook, and for those who are listening, it hooks like a bra. It seems like it's very safe in that aspect. Like it's not going to get stuck on you.
Exactly.
And
And
your
what's
partner can help you take it off, or
yes.
partners, multiple ladies.
Be taken off with a mouth too.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. So finally, for listeners who are like really intrigued by FermTech and they're like curious about it and they want to learn more, where can they get more information and what can they expect in terms of like customer support and community engagement?
Sure. Well, you can find us at myfirmtech, myfirmtech.com. You can reach out to me at Elliot, Elliot, at the same address, elliot@myfirmtech.com. We're about to start to we have a community newsletter that we're just launching. And there are about 800 people in it, you know, right now, on the list. So in terms of support, we have tech support. Statistically, 1.2% of people who buy the tech ring have a question about the app or whatever. Guys more than women don't read instructions. They just take it out of the box and they press buttons. So so there are certain problems that come up again. So the most common problem is the one I actually alluded to earlier, which is that the ring, when the Bluetooth is not streaming when the ring is on the body. So your phone will say it's unpaired. That's because you're not connected to the app. It says recording, but unpaired. And I don't know why some men just can't realize that if you take it off in the middle of the night and you want to look at your data, you have to actually stop the recording and then have to turn the device on again so it can go to the cloud and get analyzed, get sent back to you in the app. I don't know. That's probably about, that's you know that's actually close to 2% of the men just for some reason. And if it's, of course, it's in the YouTube instructions. It's in the instruction manual. It's in the FAQ. But we're guys. I make the same mistake when heck, I can struggle to hook up a new printer because I don't want to read the instructions. I just want to plug it in. What other thing? The other questions really are have to do with size. So right, it was built designed as a one size fits all, but men the 95th percentile or higher really men really big penises. Who wear the device overnight? It can be. We've had complaint. We actually send out now a penis size calculator, you know, with the device. Because a lot of guys, of course, think they're big and they're not. They're actually average.
Honestly, they think they're smaller than they are. In my experience, they all think they're smaller than they are because they're too over-porned, which is a whole different conversation. But, you know, they've got a 7-inch cock and they're like, yeah, I have a small dick. I'm like, no, that's like more than average. It's
That's
like,
more than
great.
average. Yeah.
Thank you. I love that.
Well, I'm talking about guys who are like 5, 6 inches in circumference. These are guys, you know, flaccid. These are guys with really big penis. And I've had three of them now telling me that the device is uncomfortable overnight. And I don't have a solution for them. I'm actually, I do in that, again, it can be slipped through the loops. You can make it long, the loop bigger around the shaft of the penis. But, you know, people are impatient. So we just refund them. We just get, you know, if it's too big, it's a 30-day, it's 30-day money back guarantee. And we're really generous with that. If someone, you know, contacted us on day 50 and said, I'm not happy with it for whatever reason. But almost everyone who gets the device, we have very few complaints, is happy with it.
Yeah. So it fits most penises.
Your guy who's 7 inches, a little bigger than average, he's going to dig it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and specifically like girth as well, like it fits most penises based on girth.
Yeah. We don't care about length, you know, cause we're measuring girth. So it's 95th percentile or less. I have had one guy who said he was too small. We just refund, you know, we two guys actually, we refunded him. Sometimes men, there are other complaints. If the device gets really lubed up, it'll pop open. That's not a design flaw. That's, you know, that's just put less lube on the hook. Keep the lube off the hook. Sometimes people complain that one of the testicles will retract underneath the loop. Well, just open up and rehook it. It's really easy to use.
Mm-hmm. And simple.
Yeah.
So what would be, if you could say anything to, any last thing about the cock ring to my listeners, you know, that you want to leave them with, what would you say?
It would be two things. One, we live in an age of healthcare wearables. What data interests you more? How many steps took yesterday, or the status of your erections? That's a rhetorical question. And mm-hmm. The other is, if you want to maximize your pleasure, put a ring on it. And for ultimate pleasure, take a pill as well.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on today. Hopefully all the men listening, you guys got something from this, because I know a lot of men have these sort of questions and don't really know who to go to. So it might be great that some of the men listening can, you know, really get something out of this and learn something. So thank you so much for riding on the Pineapple Express with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. It's fun.